Welcome to our Edutainment in the EFL Classroom podcast. As you might guess, edutainment is the marriage of education and entertainment. It depends on the country in which you teach, but in some countries, they would like you to be more of an entertainer, and in some countries, they will like you to be a very serious educator. If you're teaching in Saudi Arabia or the Middle East, games aren't such a common thing in the classroom. And depending on where you're teaching, they're likely to be frowned upon. If you're teaching in Thailand or some other or a similar type country, games are considered an important part of the education process. In Korea, sometimes, especially if you're teaching children, young children, entertainment is about half of the job. And that's just trying to keep things moving and happy and people laughing and involved. Now, this idea of edutainment isn't necessarily a bad idea. It's not just about, and you'll hear some teachers call themselves dancing monkeys. It's not just about that. It's about making language less serious, less frustrating, less worrying, and kind of lowering the tension level in the classroom. But you have to decide where you are in this spectrum. What fits you? Are you willing to fit into all of that or just some of it? I've never really been excited about being an entertainer, although I like theater, and so I enjoy doing things that make students laugh and playing games as long as they're tied in with the language that we're trying to learn. It's important for you when you're interviewing for a job, for example, to find out what kind of strategies does the school use to keep students motivated and interested. Is fun and laughter and joking and dancing and laughing and singing part of that? If it is, just make sure that you feel comfortable with it. If it's not, then that's not something you feel comfortable with, then maybe you don't want to teach at that school. In terms of games and activities, though, go to somewhere like davesesLcafe.com, and there's a super big section called, I think it's the Idea Cookbook or something like that. And in that games section, there's just lots and lots of games. Most of them won't fit your class or your students. But the basic idea will, and you can adjust and adapt these games to what you're trying to do. Most good teachers will have 6 or 8 games in their back pocket, ready to go at any time. And once you've used them a lot, you don't even have to think about it. You know, if you work at a school where finishing exactly on time is important, then these games are important because you can just take, and when you get good at them, you can just take a game. We've got 5 minutes left. Here's a good game for 5 minutes. You know exactly what to do. So little pieces of edutainment also are kind of important to pack into your teacher's bag of tricks. Sometimes edutainment is also important even for the more serious classes where you need to try to get perhaps corporate business people to loosen up a little bit in your class and to try to enjoy themselves a little bit more. In some places, education is taken quite seriously, but your class doesn't have to be full of frowning and serious lecture. There can also be a little bit of fun to be had. The main point of this section is get yourself familiar with. Get yourself a little grab bag of games that you're good at. Practice adapting them to different kinds of classes and different kinds of situations. And once you've got them, you'll never be at a loss for what to do for an extra 5 minutes. If you planned a class and the students were just super duper and they got through it in 45 minutes instead of 50 minutes, then you got something for 5 minutes. Go ahead and go over to Dave's ESL Cafe and look at those games. And when you're doing the lesson plan project for this course, find a game to put in there to use for the warm-up in your class to kind of integrate last week's language or the last lesson's language with the current language so that there's ways to bring last week's class into this class and then to move it on forward. Also, games are good to use at the end of a class so that you're practicing and using the language that you've just taught them today in a nice, lighthearted way. One of the things you can do with this idea, and it always works really well, I think, is have students laughing when they come in. They're going to be eager to come to class if they know one of the first things we do is we do a game that involves last week's or last class's language. So I'm coming to class. I'm knowing I'm going to have fun. And then do the same thing when you finish the class off so that when students are going out the door, they're laughing, smiling, they had a good time there. And that, and then right in the middle of all that, so we have some fun when we come into class. In the middle, you can work them really, really hard, really make them get some language and concentrate and pay attention. And at the end, a little bit of a game. And what you're doing is just reinforcing this idea that this class is fun, it's enjoyable, and you can sneak in some pretty hard work right in the middle if you do it the right way. Review the material on the webpage. And as always, if you have questions, make sure you let us know. Send us an email or use the contact form. And also, please, if you notice anything wrong or anything that's not working on the website, please let us know that too. Bye-bye.